This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
We're back. Harriet Rose and Tom Nozza on FUBAR Radio. You're joining us just after 4 o'clock. Literally 15 seconds after 4 o'clock.
Boom.
How are you, Tom?
Very well, very well. It's good atmosphere in the food bar today.
We've got a good vibe today. We're on it, aren't we?
Yeah, you're dressing your rainbow top.
Yeah, I had some scrambled eggs from Starbucks.
Whew.
There are other places that you can buy scrambled eggs, by the way.
But not coffee. Starbucks is literally the only place to buy coffee.
Yeah, did you know that, actually? They don't sell coffee anywhere else.
I did indeed. You've been on Adventures to Canada, which we're going to cover later on.
But yeah, I've been adventuring, that's right. Don't be gels. We've also got lovely guests in the studio today.
Don't forget them.
Pound, Ari is going to be in the studio, and Lucy Whittaker is going to be on the phone a little bit later. And we've got some fun topics to talk about today. We're going to talk a bit about Elvis, aren't we?
We sure are. We were away last week, but we're back with the business.
With the business. Not sure what the business is, but I'm sure we'll all wait with bated breath to find out after our first track. This is French Montana, Bring Dem Things, featuring Pharrell Williams.
Montana.
You know, I'm like, yeah, nice P, you know?
What up, P?
Man. Yeah.
You're the most
guy. When I pull up, they notice me. Come and talk to me like Jodeci. But don't you be too close to me. Them goons you see, let it go for me. I bring them things. I call the plug, he bring them things. Mucho bitches, I bring them things. Looking so expensive, rings and things. I bring them things. I bring them things. I bring them things.
Man, you don't wanna fuck with them, bro. Oh, you high and they shooting, better get low. Extorting, you ain't got no friends, oh. They'll be fucking with that ass like a nympho. Chanel scarf like rainbow bath. $1,000 sip, nigga, this ain't your cloth. You ain't dripping, nigga, that ain't no sauce. I can see the noodles, that shit made for poodles. I'm thinking about the law Ferrari coupe. 1.8, the option is the roof. Greens is a secret to the youth. Your goals are malnourished, nigga, peace spit the juice. Y'all be vaping, I be human maiden. Yes. Y'all be aping, I'm Richard Mille Nation. No diamonds, just tourbillon facing. With gears and sprockets, with the sapphire casing.
When Stay I boy. Pull up, they notice me. Come and talk to me, like Jodeci. But don't you be too close to me. Them goons you see, let it go for me. I bring them things. I call the plug, he bring them things. Mucho bitches, I bring them things. Looking so expensive, rings and things. I bring them things.
Here's a little story about a kid from Morocco. Had to show Carlito I was Benny Blanco.
Check it out.
Raindrop, all set. Fuck a plug, we the outlet. Child put me in the box, I'm in the box off. Oh. All the rocks made sure they blow my socks off. Coke boy white, Mac Miller, Reggie Miller. Shoot the killer, Canaries quarterback stiller. White villa from crack dealer. NASA rock, French vanilla. Garage like a dealer. I kill him south. Lauren Hillam, get up off. Crib Calabasas on the hill. I had him on a needle, 45 plate. Beatles with revolvers on the red carpet. Alcatraz bars, crash cars. Ain't no future in front. My homies rip your mask off.
When I pull up, they notice me. Come and talk to me like Jodeci. But don't you be too close to me. Them goons you see, let it go for me. I bring them things. I call the plug, he bring them things. Mucho bitches, I bring them things. Looking so expensive, rings and things. I bring them things.
Oh, we both did that, and we both sounded quite scratchy.
Quite good.
Scratch it out, Tom.
Sign us up for the next record.
Oh, get me going.
Problem.
Pharrell, Mr. Williams. Here.
Mr. Williams.
That's Pharrell Williams there.
The song goes out to David. No more context needed.
Okay, so ask me some questions. Tell me no lies. Should we do a bit of music news and reviews?
Yes, please.
Okay, here you go.
Music news and reviews.
Oh, there we go. That was loud, wasn't it?
Very echoey.
Yeah, that's we like a good echo in the studio.
Bit of reverb.
Echo, echo, echo. That was good. That was very professional. So, Little Mix are deciding to jump on the Justin Bieber bandwagon, and they're going to be releasing a Spanish remix of a Spanish track of the band CNCO. Have you heard of them?
CNCO.
CNCO.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Basically, do you want to hear a bit of the song?
Yes, please. Yo solo la miré, me gustó, me pegué, le invité y bailemos. La noche está para un reggaeton lento.
Esos que no se bailan hace tiempo. Yo solo la miré, me gustó, me pegué, le invité y bailemos. Bailemos. I'm going to get you to, just so you know, I'm going to get you to do that in the studio at some point.
That reminds me of Last Ketchup's.
Really? It doesn't sound anything like Last Ketchup.
How does that go?
You mean the song was like, hold on, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
I can't remember.
For those in the know, doesn't it?
Sing it.
I can't.
Sing it. Just say
no,
the words.
No, as in genuinely, I can't.
No, but say the words.
Yes, but I can't remember it, Harriet.
Yeah, so you could, so how is it similar if you can't remember it?
It just reminded me of it. It reminded me of the name.
Right, so you're being...
We'll find Les Ketchup.
You're saying the sound of their name.
Can we find Les Ketchup's... And play it a little bit later.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to see if I can find it now for you because you're being a right old nightmare.
1,000,000% it won't be on the system. And if it is on the system, whoever played Last Ketchup's on Fubar Radio, get out, David.
Well, other people have sent... Oh, there's a song called Ketchup Addiction. Yeah, I've got
Ketchup
it. I've got
addiction.
It. I've got it.
Go on.
Okay, hold on.
We'll see how similar it sounds.
Okay, hold
Feeling
on.
Pretty nervous
Ready?
Now.
Ready? Salsa y la baila. Nothing like it. You absolute racist. As soon as I heard it, I knew I was going to know.
Okay.
If you know, you know that Tom is just merging all Spanish songs together.
Why don't they do a collab? It could be good.
No, what I'm going to go back to is Little Mix doing a kebab with
a kebab. Covered in ketchup.
Doing a collab with CNCO for that track. And I think it's going to be quite a big banger. I'm vibing this sort of Spanish thing that's going into the
world.
Bit
of a throwback, it feels. Like, there was an era of music where a lot of people were doing Spanishy kind of music.
Okay, let me talk you through something, Tom.
I know Spanish music goes on...
Music is what's called cyclical. So styles and trends go round and round in a cyclical term. So, you know, like when we say, oh, gosh, do you remember 90s music? Oh, wow, it's popular again because things are cyclical and they come back.
So when's skiffle coming back?
Who's skiffle?
The washboard and, you know, playing the double bass. When's that coming back? When's skiffle?
Well, I'm pretty sure the double bass is used quite a lot.
Yes, but where's the washboard?
Well, I don't know what
Where's
skiffle is.
Where's the washboard, Harriet?
I don't know what skiffle is.
Lonnie Donegan. Google it.
I don't want to.
New music show.
Oh, you're a creep.
But yeah.
You're a creepy creep. Anyway, Little Mix are coming in with that. They're taking after Justin Bieber. Hopefully they're going to know the words more than Justin Bieber.
After a few ales. Didn't one of the Little Mix girls do a very weird accent once? So I want to hear what happened
to
Spanish.
So... What she did was, and I actually relate to this, well, when she explained, oh, here we go, Nat's told me what skiffle is. Skiffle is a music genre with jazz, blues, folk and American influences, usually using a combination of manufactured and homemade or improvised instruments. I hate to get you in a little pickle here, Tom, but I'm pretty sure that Haim went on Radio 1 not only 3 weeks ago and did a performance with homemade improvised instruments. So I'd like to shut you right down.
I'll say it one more time. Where's the washboard?
You are infuriating.
I am a thing with a pulse.
You're infuriating is what you are.
But carry on.
I can't remember what we were talking about now. You've really put me in a rage.
You were saying about how you identified with Little Mix doing a weird impression.
Oh, yeah. So basically, no, they were doing a thing where you had to do accents of the accents of whatever was on the card, right? And everyone thought she was doing the accent which was on the card, which was Jamaican. But what actually she said she was doing was, I don't know if you ever do this, but when I'm walking around and I'm thinking about something... Yeah. I'll just make noises and sounds and like words that don't make sense, like barata or something.
Okay, no, don't do that.
Because I'm thinking about something. So, or I'll speak to my cat in what I call fake Spanish, which is just something that sounds like it could be Spanish, but it isn't actually a language. And I think she was doing that, and she went balegde.
Yeah, that was great. To be fair,
but I think it wasn't. I think she wasn't. She said that she wasn't doing the accent. She was just getting herself into the vibe of about to do an accent.
I did a strange involuntary noise. I went to see Ricky Gervais do stand up on Tuesday night, and it's quite intense when you're sitting there in stand up for a long gig. Because as well, you know, whenever I watch a movie, I've got my phone out, not in a cinema. But you sit there and you're laughing, chuckling away, and randomly he said something toward the end, and I just went yes. I was like, why
really involuntary.
Like, yes, and I was like, why am I agreeing with him? And like, he's so far, like, oh,
yeah. Oh, you look like a dick.
I did look like a dick.
It's like when you fall over, and you go, oh, right.
If no one sees you, like, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, or they just deadpan you, which is worse than no one seeing you. Because if no one sees you, it's like, oh, no one's seen me. But if someone looks at you and they're like, you disgust me.
Oh, yeah, oh, God.
Oh, look at me, crikey. What a day. Or when you turn to someone and go, oh, what a day.
Oh, bloody weather.
Crikey. And then they're just like, literally, don't touch me or look at me ever again. Anyway, it's been 40 years since Elvis passed away. Did you know that?
How old would he be now?
I think he'd be in his... I know it's late 70s now, because I know he was 70 a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But I thought I'd play a little game. Actually, I haven't got my piece of paper. In a second, we'll get the piece of paper of my... I put together some facts about Elvis for you.
I want to hear these facts. Should I get this piece of paper?
Yes, go and get the piece of paper, and I'm going to talk to everyone about Smoked and Uncut, which is a festival I'm playing this weekend. You've got to check it out if you haven't already. The Pig, which is a hotel chain across the UK, do this festival called Smoked and Uncut, and I'm going to be DJing there this weekend. They've had headliners including the Kooks, Top Loader, Noisettes, and Flight's been playing. And this weekend, the Noisettes are playing. And I'm playing. And Alex Francis, who we interviewed at Stand and Calling, is also playing.
What time are you playing, Harriet?
I'm the last set of them. I'm the headline. You could say I'm the headline set.
We will say that. You're the headline set. What stage?
I don't know. It's the DJ bit.
DJ bit.
Just find out when I get there.
What kind of set can we expect from you this weekend?
Good question. Because I asked them, I said, what's the vibe? Because I thought maybe it'd be more of a funk. But he said, get the party started, hun. So I thought, I'll bring...
You're like, can you maybe just answer my question? What's the vibe?
So I said, I'm going to play Pink then. Get this party started.
Yes.
Who takes me on to another music news and review.
She is
playing V Festival this weekend. And because I'm DJing at this festival, I'm not going to see it. And I am devastated. Were you a big fan of Pink?
You know what? I think I saw you tweet about it the other day. Yeah. And I absolutely agree with what you said. There's so many songs you forget she's done.
I downloaded her greatest hits and every single one is a banger.
The choruses,
and it's her greatest hits from 2010. So she's even had more than since then.
She's got such a nice little rasp to her voice as well.
And I just loved her. When I was younger, I'm still very young now, just to be clear about it. She was a real inspiration because she was different from all the other sort of pretty girls. And I was not.
Her socks were never clean.
Oh, no. in our family portrait.
Different song.
We live... I know, I'm just riffing with you. Just like a pill.
Instead of making me better, making me ill.
You did that like Alan Partridge then.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, if you're going, don't tell me about it. Also, Jay-Z's headlining the other day. So I'm hopefully going to see that on Sunday night.
V do really bring it with the lineups, don't they? But it's just got...
V, or tell you what V do, bring it with the headliners.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They always have, 9 times out of 10, a headliner that no one else has, which is what they've done both days this year. Oh, thank you.
Lads.
Shall I play my game with you now?
Yeah.
Would Elvis. You like to know some facts about Elvis?
Yeah.
So, the most shocking fact on my list, I'm going to say it first.
Okay.
Elvis once had a facelift. And 2 rhinoplasties, which is where you have your nose done. Twice.
Really? Mm-hmm. Does it say, like, when in his life?
No, But it was definitely later on. It was definitely like towards the end of his career.
Oh, I bet that kind of period of time, facelifts, I imagine, were a lot more grueling and horrible. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it wasn't like the 1800s, Tom.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still very early days in plastic surgery when he would have got it done. No?
Yeah, but I think when plastic surgery came in, I think it's grueling. Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about it, but...
I'm not saying you do, Harry. Why are you defensive about it? Jesus.
I'm assuming... You're not talking about my facelift.
His nose was...
Guess how tall
fine.
He was. Yeah, his nose was fine because he had a rhinoplasty. Yeah,
before that.
Guess how tall he was.
I'm going to think he's smaller than you imagine. I think 5'9".
And guess... Okay, and what size shoe do you think he was?
7.
You couldn't be more wrong.
No.
He was 6 foot tall and he wore a size 11 shoe.
Okay, so he's an inch taller than me. It's not that impressive.
Yeah, but a size 11 shoe is
yeah
quite substantial.
Blue suede as well. That'd be expensive.
Okay, but this is an interesting one for all the music lovers out there. He recorded over 600 songs and didn't write a single one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I thought he did write a bit.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Well, I'm completely wrong.
You might be right. It might be that the website I got these off is wrong. But nah. I don't think it is, because it was a website called, like, I Love Elvis. So
definitely true.
Unless they're lying about their love for Elvis. What do you think his favourite sandwich was? If you could guess.
I know
it. Oh, okay.
Is. I'm pretty sure it involves bananas.
Correct.
And is it peanut butter?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Because I love that as
There's
well.
There's more stuff. Something that you might not expect, because it's savoury.
Bacon.
Yep. And one more thing, that without it, the world... Without the thing that creates it, the world would end.
I can't guess.
Honey.
Honey? Ah. Oh,
let Did me you down. Know that? The world would end if we didn't have bees?
Oh, that does make sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant it because you loved honey.
Oh, no. No, no. Literally, the world would end. I know. It's because I use the word literally, non-literally. So when I do say literally, it's quite confusing because you don't know whether I'm being literal or not.
I do agree with the peanut butter and banana combo. It is amazing. On toast. Boom.
Do you want to know what his penis was called?
Yes, please.
Little Elvis. Little. Very simple.
Okay. The king, the prince.
No, just
the
little
pauper.
Elvis. Just little Elvis, actually. Also, did you know that his hair wasn't naturally black?
Really?
It was brown. He dyed it.
What, the whole time he dyed it?
The whole time. The whole time.
Did he die on a toilet?
That's what I've heard. I haven't got... I obviously didn't put that in my list because that's pretty morbid.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to know.
Please have a guess at how many songs he recorded and released that had the word blue in.
27.
That's ridiculous. It was 15.
Oh.
15 is still quite a hefty amount, though.
Out of 600?
No, 600 weren't all released, were they, you silly egg?
Oh, I thought I released ones.
No. That's just... He just recorded 600 songs.
I want to know, if anyone could find out for me, how many songs did Johnny Cash record?
Tweet us at FUBAR Radio and let us know.
Because Johnny Cash was going to the very end. He was recording album after album. So I'd be very interested to know that. If someone could let me know, thank you.
I just sneezed.
Bless you.
Because I got so...
Into that.
I was sneezing. Okay, this is the last one. Actually, I'll do two. You know how the whole thing about him gyrating his hips?
Yeah.
Well, that all came from TV host Milton Berle, who said, "Take your guitar off, babes, and get on stage without your guitar." He did that, and then his hips just took on Elvis the Pelvis.
What, so he...
So you know how he's got that famous thing where he goes, and he moves his hips? That's all from a guy who was a TV host being like, "Stop taking your guitar out with you."
Oh.
But now it's the opposite. Nowadays, it's like, take a guitar, babe. Mm. Even if you can't play it, just take it out with you. Hold it.
I hate it when people take a guitar and don't play it.
It happens a lot on X Factor, doesn't it? Where they're like, it's a major prop and it's like such a lame prop.
Oh, when he starts strumming, nothing changes in the background.
Nothing.
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 That's how I talk.
It's nothing, just so you know.
Nothing. Nothing. Just play it if you can play it. Don't if you don't.
This is the weirdest, I think, by far. Okay. When Elvis Presley met President Nixon in December of 1970, he read aloud a 6-page letter to the president in which he revealed his desire to be made a federal agent at large in the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs. Presley accused the Beatles of being un-American for their open drug taking and anti-Vietnam politics. So basically, he wanted to be a
spy
in the FBI.
Wasn't Sinatra? No, he was linked with gangsters. He wasn't a spy.
No, but when talking about Elvis, what do you think about that? Stop trying to link other artists to Elvis.
Just thinking out loud.
How weird is that? Because I thought the reason he died was down to prescription drugs.
Oh, you're right, to be fair. Saying something's un-American. Well, the Beatles are un-American, Elvis.
They're from England.
Yes. Sorry, Elvis.
Oh. Jeez.
That's all right.
Can we find out how Elvis died?
Nat, can you find out how Elvis died?
Hello?
Can you find out how Elvis died for us, please?
And also...
She's saying toilet as well, but can you look it up? Because we're unsure whether that's 100% true.
If it's prescription drug. Drugs.
Drugs. Great British Bake Off is coming back.
Sure is.
Oh, wait. Did I have some... I wanted to play you a clip of Elvis, but we don't have any, so it's fine. I'm glad I forgot about that. Great British Bake Off is back.
Yeah.
And everyone's livid.
When is it
why?
Back?
I'll tell you.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone's livid, obviously, because there's no one good in it anymore from the original series.
Whoa.
From the original series.
Hollywood.
You like Paul Hollywood?
I quite like Paul. Lovely eyes.
He's got beautiful eyes. I've just got a weird thing since I heard he cheated on his wife.
Oh, did he? I thought he was just flirty. He probably cheated. I don't know enough about this.
That's true. I don't know either. I'm just making one.
Allegedly. That's right. It's covered now.
And also, he was mean to the girl that was in it. I can't remember her name. Remember that girl came out and took... Anyway, doesn't matter. Every Tuesday at 8 p.m. from the 29th of August is where you can find Great British Bake Off on Channel 4.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I actually found an article of weird things that Noel Fielding has said.
Oh,
that
yeah.
could never be said on Great British Bake Off, but I need to find it. Hold on, let me just find it. So what do you think of the... do you know who the presenters are?
Noel, Hollywood, and who
I can't remember who the other one is now.
The other person... There, it's not Paloma Faith.
No.
Made that up.
Who you did make it? That up.
Wasn't it... Oh, bless you, Sandy Topsing.
Toxvic?
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, let's list a few things that we think... Can you see this?
Yes, I can.
He said some... I really like Noel Fielding, but he's quite known for his naughtiness. Do you think that we're going to have some pre-watershed naughty things being said on Channel 4? I mean, Channel 4's a little bit more chill about that kind of thing, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're going to... They want to move away from the other one. They can't try and carbon copy it. So maybe being a bit edgier...
What is the point without Mary Berry?
Yeah, that's
what
true.
What is the point without Mary Berry?
Well, she offered it and she was like, nah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were all offered it. Paul's the only one that took the money.
That says a lot.
That's all I'm saying, Paul.
I saw him eating in the Wagamamas once.
And did you say...
I was like, Paul, come on. Why are you doing this to Mary?
Didn't
respond.
I've been to Mary's house. I've been in her pantry.
I've been in Lizelle's house.
Okay, we'll move on.
Makeup.
Because, yeah, no one cares. You can't, you've got to, you know when like radio hosts have a conversation and they're talking about things, you don't just come back with like, it's not like a one-up, your brother
is.
And sister. Okay, fair enough,
this
it probably is. Today is the day that A-level results have been announced. Now, I can remember this day, as I'm sure you can, Tom. Oh, wait, you didn't do A-levels, did you?
I went to college for a while.
And you thought...
Didn't go a lot to my lessons. One of the teachers... Actually, one of the...
It really shocks me, actually, because I thought you'd be quite studious.
One of the teachers... This is quite rock and roll on me. So, one of the teachers said, Tom, you're not been going to your media lessons. I've seen you in more music videos than our classes this year. Because I was in a lot of people's music videos for their coursework. And then I was like, you know what? Put my fag out on his face and said, see you later. Walked out. Got
right.
in a limo.
Right.
To rock and rollville.
Well, considering I've seen a picture of you when you were 17,
you said I look pretty cool.
I think you're not cool.
No,
you were cool. But it's an interesting thing to talk about because A level results came out today, and we were talking about it earlier, and I didn't realise you hadn't done A levels. I think it's a really important thing to say that if you choose not to do certain bits of school, it's totally fine. And whatever you got in your results today is also totally fine because you'll always be able to turn it round.
100%. What I would say is...
Look at where Tom Norris is now, guys.
I'm with Harriet Rose.
Crikey.
On Football Radio.
And he was in a few music videos that probably weren't seen by more than 150 people.
Maximum 50. So, hello.
This was back when YouTube didn't even exist and he just used to go around reenacting them to people.
I was going to say... Isn't it made compulsory now to do A-levels
yes.
and stay in?
Yes, it is. You can no longer drop out until 18. But I I think that's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing.
But I also on the flip side of that, my dad didn't even do GCSEs, and he, you know, was really successful in painting and decorating. I think there's a lot of jobs that you can do. Like my job, I was not academic at all, but I had to try really hard to get the results I did, which were just average, normal, you know.
Book standard?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say book standard. Say probably more than you got.
Yeah.
But it has not affected my my personal career choice. It hasn't affected it. Although it would have affected it had I not got the grades to get into Goldsmiths, which is where I went, which I'd have been. But then again, also, I took a year out anyway because I'd chosen the wrong subject. I was going to do English and drama, which would have been an absolute nightmare.
I feel like this is therapy now. He's just going, I did this then.
No, but I'm just talking it through because a lot of people will be thinking, oh no, I've got to go straight to uni now. I've applied for this course. You don't. You can take a gap year.
Go to Thailand, find yourself, get a tattoo that says soul and wisdom, then come on back, go to uni, have fun. Have fun with it. Study what you want.
Or don't. Or just go to work. Like, I had a mate when I worked in television who went straight into work, and she was great. I only went to uni because I needed some time, a little time out.
As well, uni's very good for just learning your independence.
I was not independent
at all. I didn't go to uni, so I'm really not independent.
You're not, actually, are you?
No.
No.
I need to know how things are done.
Yeah. Help me. But good luck to everyone today, and I hope you did well. Malala was tweeting she got into Oxford, which is really exciting and amazing. But there are also 300,000 people are getting their results today.
That is crazy. Good luck. But if you didn't do so well, you know what?
Should have tried harder.
There's always something else to do. When a door shuts, a window opens.
And you fall out of it, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah, and then you... screwed.
No, I don't think it's the end of the world. I'm doing the thing I love the most in the world, and I was not academic at all. Proven when I went to Canada recently and I said to someone, I've been to Aspen, and they were like, okay, and I was like, yeah, in Canada. And they were like, well, no, that's in America. And I was like, good stuff.
Bye.
What I can tell you about is volcanoes, because yes. I did get an A in GCSE geography. But boom. All we talked about was something that I can never use in day-to-day life.
How was your... You went to Canada's DJ for a private party.
I had the best time ever. Canadian people are loads of fun. Very smiley. Very happy.
Very polite, I hear.
Very polite. I ate a lot of food.
Oysters.
They are famous for their seafood. They've got a lot of oysters and lobster and stuff. And water, big expanse of water.
Anything you weren't too keen on? Sort of interest. Anything you missed? Home comforts you missed because it wasn't there?
Yes! I'll tell you, and Nat, you will be devastated by this. Their tea is hideous.
Ooh.
And when I say hideous, I mean the worst tea I have ever had in my life. Nat's terrified. She's in the next room. She's going to cry now, I think. Because she knows how much I love tea. And basically, it's weird. I think they don't boil the water fully to boiling level because it tastes like it isn't boiled.
Ugh.
Oh, God, it was cripes. It was
Canada.
Horrible. So that's the only thing. Oh. Everything else was unbelievable. The best thing was they, for some reason, are amazing at making martinis. I felt like James Bond. I had two martinis while I was there.
You might be the next James Bond.
Also, I felt very powerful eating and drinking on my own. Daniel Craig's the next James Bond. Again.
After that.
Maybe. I actually think they're doing a transition Bond now with Daniel Craig. I reckon they were like, look, Dan, come in, do a transition Bond with us. We're going to then bring in a woman Bond.
I honestly don't think they'll do that.
No, probably not.
I just don't think they will.
As long as it's Idris Elba, I don't care.
Do you think he will be?
No, but I want him to
no.
be. I don't think he will be because I don't think he would say yes to it, actually. I don't know whether he would say yes.
Yeah.
He's almost too cool for Bond.
Because wouldn't he have to do some cheesy lines? He's more of a geezer guy, isn't he?
He's a geezer. Maybe they're going to make it more geezery.
Oh, I miss Moneypenny.
Sorry, they're not employing Danny Dyer to do James Bond.
I miss Moneypenny. You want to stay over?
Do you know who Idris Elba is? He
yes.
talks like this.
All right.
No, stop.
Do you like Miss Moneypenny's?
Many pennies.
Many pennies.
Who's like, many pennies? They don't even have Miss Money Penny in it anymore.
Oh, poor Miss Money Penny. What?
They just made that really lame joke like three films ago that was like, have you got the money, Penny? Poor. Yeah, that was the only reference to Money Penny.
That's dog shit.
Anyway, I'm a big fan of... I once saw Daniel Craig filming in London. Looked pretty cool.
He's a good guy.
Good guy. How much money do you think he's getting paid? Because like, wasn't it like £300 million for the last one? $300 million!
Are you a fan of him being Bond?
Yeah, I really like him.
I really like him, but a lot of people don't.
Well, it's just he's just not... this. He's like an angsty Bond. He's like quite angsty, quite depressed, quite layers. Sad.
He's got layers, isn't he?
I mean, he's what James Bond realistically would be like. He's like a borderline alcoholic who has a really horrible job and all of his friends and family keep dying around him.
You know what? I'm completely 100% with you on that, Harriet.
So he's just a representation of how it actually would be to be... with, like, right, the one thing I don't get is I, as I told you, had two vodka martinis on holiday.
Yeah.
Could barely see afterwards. How are they continuing to just fight evil after having what is essentially five shots of vodka?
Also, James, you're at work. Don't fucking get pissed at work, James.
Yeah, that is, to be fair, we get pissed at work.
Yeah, but he's trying to kill people to help people live. That's the weirdest way of saying that. His job is to kill people to stop the world from exploding.
Is that not what we're doing?
Actually, we are. Dave is no longer here anyway.
Stop. Stop that. Blazing Squad are back.
Oh, good.
Are you going to be in Blazing Squad as well?
Yeah, probably.
They will perform their first headline gig since 2004 in London in November. All down to that one of them being in Love Island, which I didn't watch.
Do you think they were like, Marcel, go to Love Island, once you've done that, we'll ride that and we'll reform? Do you think that was planned?
100%.
Yeah, of course it was.
100%.
So I agree, that's why I was saying it.
Well, you asked me it as a question and I answered it and then you were like, well, no, I thought of it first.
No, I actually genuinely didn't know. I was just trying to see if it...
No, I think you're probably right. Either that or at the minute, because he was really, as far as I'm aware, he was really, really popular in the show, right?
Apparently he kept secret going, oh, it's a secret, but actually I'm from Blazing Squad.
I heard that, yeah. God, we sound like a pair of absolute knobs because we know nothing about Love Island and we're trying to talk about it. I think that happened in like the first week, which was about 4 months ago.
Yeah, but...
Should we play a bit of Pink's brand new single?
Yes.
Okay, lovely stuff. And then we've got Pound in the studio next. This is What About Us, because we love Pink. Shout out to Pink if you're listening and you want to do any more gigs in London, because I can't come and see you on Saturday. Please, please
let us know.
Invite me.
I need this.
Our searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts, and you sold us down the river too far. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken happy ever afters? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust? What about to be solved? We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called, but man, you fooled. What about us? What about all the broken happy ever afters? Hey!
What about us? What about us? What about us?
What about us indeed, Pink? What about us? We're joined right now by Pound in the studio. How's it going, boys?
What's up? Hey, what's
hey.
Up?
What's
We're
up?
All just talking about how much we like that song.
Yeah, it's, yeah. it surprised me, actually. It did surprise me. I'm happy about it.
Really. I like Pink.
We like Pink.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. She's one of those so. Artists that you fuck. I kind of forgot.
Yeah, everyone did.
We heard about
it. She had a very big wave, like very, very big wave. In fact,
big sort of R&B. Mm. Her first album was. In fact, I was talking on Twitter to Michael Payne, who does a show.
Yeah.
Okay. And we were talking. He was saying it's like one of his favorite ever R&B albums. Like, that
really
first
good.
One.
It was really good. They definitely spent time on it. The launch, everything was crazy. The video production she had was mad.
Yeah.
If everyone remembers them videos.
Also, all she right, kind of did that.
Got, okay.
No, oh my god, no! The videos were sick.
The videos were crazy.
She okay. remember when she did that one that was like had loads of impersonators.
Yeah,
in
that's
it.
Yeah, that was the one I'm talking about. Well, there was one where she was that the same one where she was boxing.
Yeah, she no, that's a different one. The one with she had pink hair. You're thinking of.
Yeah,
the
that's my favorite video. That's my favorite song of hers, in fact.
Yeah, she did a lot of. I liked. She had the Eminem vibe of telling. People
don't copy her, basically.
Yeah, and also taking the piss out of people in her vibe. In her industry, she was just like, I'm just gonna call people out, and I don't really care.
Yeah, she didn't really take herself too serious, which was dope.
Yeah, no, she's dope. A wicked girl. Anyway, let's talk about you guys. Unless we just talk about Pink for 45 minutes, that'd be fun. How's it going with you guys?
We're good. Working.
Yeah, you all started off. Sort of in solo projects, right? Or you did your own solo work. How's it been sort of becoming a band, a trio?
It's way better because all the onus ain't on you yourself.
Yeah. It's a lot more chill. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you could ask me a question I might not have an answer to, I could just throw it to Docs. If Docs don't have an answer, we throw it to management over there. Someone can help.
So how's the writing process as a trio?
As a triple. As triplets.
It depends really. What we try to do, we try to vibe off of each other. So if Superwave is producing something, we would lay a drum pattern or a melody or something. Docs may say something, I would just bounce off of that. I might say something. We just work like that. It's easy if we are in the same vicinity when we're writing, because then the vibe is
yeah. So you all write together. Not one of you writes the whole thing and comes to the others. Go, I got this.
No. We try to do everything together. Oh, yeah.
Bounce off each other every time. Yeah. It's the best way.
And I Can't Wait, which we're going to play in a little bit. It's quite romantic.
In a sense.
When I was listening to it, I was saying to Tom, I found it was quite like unusual, really, because you actually were talking about. It was quite, open.
Yeah,
and,
exactly,
and like,
yeah.
Not artists do sometimes struggle with being really, really on. It seemed quite an honest track. You know, it was like about getting married and having children.
And for guys like us to be talking about
it's
all that.
It's not really heard of.
Well, guys in general don't really. I mean, I don't know if the girls do either, do they? I can't.
Not anymore. It seems like it's kind of like a lost. No, I wouldn't say art. I'd say like a lost subject. People don't really touch on it anymore, but. We tried to give it like
it's
a
It's a very
summer.
Old school R&B back in the day when it was all about the love and jam.
Yes.
I'm into it. I'm really into it.
Thank you.
Where did that come from? Did you have... Please tell me you had some 90s R&B in the back of your head.
You
want to
hear some crazy story.
Yeah. Some 90s R&B that you heard when you were like 11. You were like, yeah, I'm going to recreate that.
You know what's crazy? Because our music choice is so eclectic, there is never... I can't ever say that we was inspired by one genre, but most definitely around that time we was listening to a lot of like Sam Cooke and a lot of James Brown and so all that old stuff there. So the sound,
the original,
exactly.
You can kind of hear that through it because it's got that because they that was the start of that era of like
exactly that whole
men talking about wanting to have sex with women, but in a really nice way. Yeah, it's a really sweet song. Is it based on anyone in particular, or is it like just your general?
No, we're not allowed to give that piece of information. Like, even if it was disclaimer,
it's me. Just so you all know, it's me. Maybe a bit of Tom. That's a good point. I'm stealing your question now, Tom.
Go on.
Where did the name come from? Are you? Oh no, this is my question, isn't it?
It's your question.
Are you guys a big fan of Currency? Like, do you like pounding stuff?
Pound.
It's a good question.
I like the relation that we have towards music with it, but it actually doesn't even mean that. It's an acronym for positivity, originality, unity never dies.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, that's.
And it's a very positive. You guys seem like very happy, positive guys.
Try to be.
Hope so.
Try to be.
It makes a lot more sense as well. Now you've said that. Now you've said that, it makes a lot more sense that you guys are so nice and lovely because you've got a positive vibe on your name.
Thank you. See, I love that. Thank you. Same with you guys. We just met them. We've got the dopest pictures you're ever going to see when they're uploaded. You see?
Yeah, seriously.
And we haven't even seen it yet.
I just know it's dope.
I nearly fell over taking it. It's really good. So that's because we were quite excited to find out where that came from because I like it. I think it must be so hard to pick.
Yeah,
a name.
Was there a short list of names like you had, or was it just straight away pound?
Was it smoke?
There was other names, but I'm not going to give that.
There was other names. Just in case everyone's like, no, you should have chosen that one. But
nobody ever heard another name. We never released anything as another name or nothing like that.
No, you just had a... Because I think that's really hard. Maybe we should do that after this. Think of our name for our band.
Yeah. Oh, you guys ain't got a name together, though?
Just go by your names. Just like me and him.
Yeah.
No, actually, right. Tom used to be in a band. What was your band called?
No way.
Wait for
you
this.
You look like he was in a
no,
band.
No, wait for this. Yeah. It's the worst name ever. Go on.
Thanks for that. Nice one. Just called My Toy Heart.
My Toy...
Oh, come on. Give it to me. You got to give
Cheers,
it to
guys.
Me.
Cheers, guys.
Big up, Tom.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, boy. You got a lot of girls at the back of that name.
Yeah, I don't think you did.
Definitely. I actually did.
You look like a drummer.
Was you a drummer?
I was a singer and guitarist.
Serious?
Yeah, he doesn't look like the lead singer.
Bleached blonde hair, black streak in it.
Come on, I love it.
He looked like he was in My Chemical Romance. You remember?
Probably more busted, I would say.
I was going to say busted. The guy, they had the blonde with the... Yeah.
That's more that guy.
I don't think you were.
I was.
You can give that a good go. So what are you doing at the moment? You in the studio? What are you working on? Because I know obviously you just dropped this one. So.
Yeah, we've got a couple bits and pieces coming. Hopefully, I don't want to give no dates out just in case.
We've done a mistake of giving out dates before, and then we mess ourselves up. It's not a good thing.
Just don't be specific. Just be very vague.
Yeah, because everyone was pressuring us. We just felt like we had to throw a day out there. And it wasn't actually
just like 2 weeks later after
this,
that day.
This year.
No, it's definitely within 2 weeks you'll hear something.
Yeah. Okay.
Within 3 weeks you should see a new video. Definitely.
Ooh,
that's 100%. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of fun shooting this video?
So much fun.
Yeah.
So much. It's in like two different locations. It was long.
Where did you shoot it?
Portugal and in...
somewhere in the countryside in England.
Like Dover, near Dover somewhere.
What made you pick Portugal?
Just because it's hot and weather.
You know, hot and nice.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's a cheap destination. If anyone's trying to go somewhere.
Shout out to Portugal.
Cheapest cheap.
Going back to the whole romance vibe, are you guys quite romantic guys? What did you do for last Valentine's Day? That was my question.
I stayed home by myself.
That's romantic in a sense.
It was romantic. I was watching romantic movies and watching Instagrams and getting jealous, you know.
You've got to look after number one though. If you can't be romantic with yourself, then you'll never be able to be romantic with someone else.
Of course, you've got to love yourself first.
Self-love. This is like the advice hour. This is great. We're really
You're
storming
making
through
everybody
it.
Everybody see a different side of the pound right now. I like that.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever seen happen?
Scene.
You know, or you've done it, or someone else has done it around you. So you don't have to, because I don't want you to be embarrassed if you don't want to say what you've done.
I know something that someone's done that didn't really work out too well. He tried to fill up his car with roses.
Wow.
When he was picking his girl up, but obviously you're going to open the door, you're going to drive, how's she going to sit in the car? It just
also,
made no
that's
sense.
Painful.
It just made the whole thing made no sense.
She's getting in the car like, ow!
The Instagram picture looks dope. Like, the Instagram picture is over. Like,
that's all it's for most of the time, just for the pictures.
He's got that one snap, so. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And she was like, get these out of the car.
Tell you what, I did once. I gave someone a present who I was going out of at the time. I undid a Kinder egg, like without breaking it, got the toy out, put the present inside the little note in there. Resealed it up, gave him the Kinder egg.
No. Aww.
See, this one
big up, man.
My toy heart. You can't.
Yes. Exactly.
Come on.
We're coming back.
No,
my toy heart, pound.
That's creative.
Can I say the other side of the story, though, was the fact that it was a ring and it wasn't an engagement, and she was like,
but still,
what is this?
Come on,
she was like, "Is it?"
And I was like, "No, it's not."
He was like, "Just to be clear, it's just a ring."
I like that even better than the ring part. Gotta be specific, yo. Gotta make them know.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that's very sweet.
No, are you romantic, Harriet?
No.
Yeah, are you romantic?
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, no, I probably am.
So someone was flowers, roses,
no,
teddy
I'm
bears.
All into other people being romantic to
okay,
me.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
I think I'm more of a romantic person in the sense that I like cooking and stuff, so I do stuff for other people
that's
rather
sweet.
Than...
And you can cook well.
That's
you
thank you.
There you go. You've got the cosine already,
yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah, come on. See? That's how I roll.
That's very important, though.
Talking of cosines, and I'm doing a really tedious segue here, yeah, but yeah. Would you... Who are the artists that you guys would love to get on a track with or... do a project with in the future?
There's so many dope artists right now.
Every time we get asked this question, we kind of get in trouble by our artist friends.
Exactly.
Like, okay, like, so oh, cheers, we missed ourselves.
That's what I'm saying.
No, okay, let's be clear that what I'm asking is big names.
Okay,
big names. People who are in the charts or people who are in your eye line of
we've got to say right now, I think
too many, all different genres.
There's
also
too many.
But that's what I want to know.
From our scene.
Yeah. Like well. I want to know some weird ones that you want to collaborate with. Maybe Pink is obviously
a... Definitely work with Pink. Yeah, crazy. That'll be something crazy.
If you do, can I do it as well? Can I just pretend
hell
I'm in
yeah.
Pound?
Do the intro, all of that
guys
outro.
To hook that up for us.
Come on.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
I'll just do the speaking bit like DJ Khaled.
Yeah, we need a female DJ Khaled.
Another one.
She's been practicing.
Pounds and pounds.
Pounds and pounds.
I like that. I'm really pleased that we've got that sorted because that is really what I was trying to get out of this session.
To collab.
I could make it into the group. Also, yes, the squad shot we just...
It's dope.
Did.
I know it's dope. I haven't even seen it, but I know
official.
It's dope.
Next press shot. Come just on. Scratch Tom out.
Yeah. I'll be the backing band, Muay Thai Heart.
Yeah,
we need Muay Thai Heart in
there. He actually can sing. He can sing.
All right. Come on.
Badly, but he can sing.
He can try.
I feel like this is a good question for you guys. So I don't know if you know this, but you know Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a lot about throwback artists in this interview. But Backstreet Boys have announced that they... used a real fart in one of their songs, like recorded into their songs.
You've got to be creative, I guess.
Love that.
So I thought, I've got some farts here. I thought you guys could pick one that you think would be the best to put in one of your songs.
As long as you...
All right.
Go, yeah? Let's go.
Okay, so this is fart one. Oh.
That one's a bit follow-through.
That was wet. Okay, let's go fart number two. Oh, that's
burp.
Okay, we're doing burps too.
Yeah, I like burp.
Burp number one, that is then. Okay, then we got... Oh, that's another wet one,
that's
isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that one's a bit strong.
That's more manly.
That's strong. That's strong. That one's strong.
That's you say it's manly. That's a man with a big bum. Not that... Because I like a man with a big bum, so that's fine for me. That's why I picked it. Fart number five.
Ooh. I prefer that one.
That's bassy.
Yeah, I could use that. Yeah,
okay. So number five is winning at the moment. Oh,
nah. See, that one sounded too real. Yeah. That one sounded too real.
Okay, so it's got to be number 10 then, right?
Yeah. That's yeah.
Way. It's either that or this one.
10.
Oh, well, not 10.
Okay, 10.
10. 10 yeah, wins.
Definitely.
Well, that's really 10. Good to know, boys. Come I just on. Wanted to, you know. In case that comes for you.
I don't think anybody's ever asked me any question this deep about a fart.
This is the best interview I've ever had.
Ever.
Thank
ever.
You.
It has to be. It has to be.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We try to impress our guests with farts.
Well, love it.
Burps.
Love it.
Sometimes Tom does them live.
Yeah. Well.
Come on.
Next week.
Sorry. Last request. So today, we've decided the world is going through some shit right now. And yep. We want to bring the positive vibes up. We do this thing every week where we have last requests. We have a track that we play mm-hmm. to get everyone going for a Thursday night.
Okay.
And so we've chosen two tracks that bring the love.
Okay.
Let's see. What's you this? Need to pick which one you'd prefer to hear at the end of the show. So the first one is Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Love this tune. Come on.
You know. And then this is another big track, You Make My Dreams by Hall & Oates.
Making
my dreams come true.
All right, listen, Smoke knows everything.
Yeah. I love that. You know, I'm going to have to say Whitney Houston because that song in particular, my mum used to play it constantly. We have to
okay,
go
so that was your choice.
Yeah,
that's mine.
Choice. Okay.
It's fine. Okay.
She won it.
So it was a competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bloodthirsty competition that we have every
Game
week.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, literally, it's serious things. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you
thank
in.
Thank you for having us. Thank it's you. Been amazing. amazing
for
show.
For real.
We're having a great time, aren't we?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know
like
what
it.
We said at the beginning of the show? Today's going to be a good show.
It's a good day.
We've got great guests, great lols, great
it's
farts.
The energy you lot give, you know?
Yeah.
Good vibes.
We've got Drake's energy in here today. Energy. Okay, boys, I'm going to play I Can't Wait Now. Can you introduce it for us?
This is our debut single, I Can't Wait, on all streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, the lot, via Gram Daily. This is it. Check
yes.
it out.
I'm a changed man, I hope that you can see it. I hope that you believe me, let me show you I'm committed. I mean, let me really show you how I'm living. Let me take you to the motherland and I'll be queening. I'm feeling your vibe and I dig your spirit. I feel real alive when I have you near me. Supply me your heart and I'll provide commitment. And I can't live a lie, I'm already planning trips to Angola. I think that I'ma make you my boy. What that means, I wanna make you my girlfriend. I wanna turn us into girls and make them love us.
Just to make you mine, I can't wait. Just to see you walk down the aisle, I can't wait. Just to have a kid that's half you and half mine, I can't wait. Just to make you my boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-boo, baby. My boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-boo, babe. She make a I wanna grow up. I made me give you my whole up. I think now I'm gonna say, oh. She calm down the rainbow. She make a I wanna grow up. I made me give you my whole up. I think now I'm gonna say, oh. She calm down the rainbow.
There in the studio, and that was their debut single, I Can't Wait. What a pair of babes.
They brought the energy. They brought
energy,
the smiles
energy.
And the lols.
They were also just lovely, lovely, lovely chaps. And that tune's wicked, so go and check them out. Go and check it out. All the information is on our Twitter now. Also on our Twitter...
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
It's Last Request.
Did we forget or did we leave it? Did we tease you? Did we make you think?
Did we forget? No.
Not us.
Don't think so. So the two options today, as I mentioned briefly in the interview just then, we are trying to bring the positive vibes because we feel that there's a lot we just need some right now.
People are just being shit in the world currently and we just don't like it. We're trying to give some more cheery vibes.
We're trying to fight that with fun.
Yes.
And happiness and love, and there's nothing
more. Kill them
with
kindness.
Yeah, that is such a good phrase, Tom. Kill them with kindness. Whitney Houston is one of my favourite artists of all time. I feel like this song makes me feel very happy, so that's why I've picked it for my last request this week. It is I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
Wanna dance with somebody. Woo! I wanna feel the heat with somebody.
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
It's a very strong choice.
Thank you. And funnily enough, as I said to Tom, he emailed me his option. And it was the other song that I was going to pick for because it's just a really jolly, jolly song. You Make My Dreams by the one and only Hall & Oates. You make my dreams come true. Loads of fun. Loads of fun to be had.
So either way, we're winners.
You can head to our Twitter page and it's pinned to the top of the Twitter page and you can vote now. Let's have a look. I'm going to look right now and tell you who is winning. Who's winning? At the moment,
I feel tense.
I am winning quite
heavily.
Yeah, but not. No, I'm not winning. There's not been that many votes, so I think there'll be more votes.
Guys, do some votes, please.
Christ on a bike. So
Harriet Rose. What are you looking for? All the papers?
No, I'm not doing anything. I was just looking into your eyes and delving deep into what might
know
be
more
inside
about,
them.
More about the festival you're going to this weekend, and also you're going to is it Leeds or Reading you're going to?
We, Nat and I, are going to Reading Festival for one reason only. And that is because the one and only Eminem is headlining.
Eminem.
Huh? What did you say? Oh, yes. And pineapples. We're not, basically.
Ooh.
So we had Glass Animals on the show. I can't remember how many months ago. Probably 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And Nat's a huge, huge, huge Glass Animals fan. And so I saw online, there's an article popped up saying Reading Festival, amongst a huge list of other things, has banned pineapples from being taken to the festival.
Yes, I saw that.
They've got that song that involves a lot of heavy pineapple theme. And apparently their fans... they were on the 2nd of March on the show. Apparently they get a lot of fans bringing pineapples to the shows and throwing them at...
To be fair, getting hit by pineapples is probably on my top fruits I don't want to be hit by.
I thought you were going to say you want to be. I was like, you'd be knocked out cold.
No. But that is pretty... that's good press, though. That's going to get out there, and they're going to be more known for that.
I think you might be right, you know.
It's clever. I bet they had a little thought about that, and they're like, let's get people with bring pineapples to the first gig.
I just think Reading's quite an eggy festival, so they're probably just really trying to reduce any...
muck.
To be honest, a pineapple is quite weapon-like.
Yeah.
Because you can hold the green bit and like whop with the...
Here's a question.
Tell me.
Would you rather be hit by the back of the head with a pint of hot piss or a pineapple? But it's half a pineapple. It's not the spiky bit. It's just the wet, like...
Oh, a pineapple. Although, wait, because you would then... you would be really sticky and sweet, but that would be better than being stinky of piss.
Yeah, that would.
As soon as I said that, I was like, oh, the other alternative
is a lot worse.
Yeah, probably rather pineapple.
Yeah, that's an easy question. It's a stupid question. Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
Do you want to stink of piss or pineapple?
Have you ever, or do you know anyone who's ever thrown a pint of piss?
I don't know anyone. No.
Because I want to meet whoever these people are that think it's funny to do that. Because I just don't see the fun in it. I really don't.
Here's the situation. So you go to a festival and you're standing in the main stage. You've got a good place. You've had a few drinks throughout the day. So your bladder's like, you know, you've broken the seal. You need to piss every 10 minutes. Do you, if you have a cup there, if you're a guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have a sneaky wee? Because I've done that before, and I haven't thrown it. I've just accidentally kicked it over.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. During Beyonce at Glastonbury, I was with about 8 friends. Sorry, I do talk about this every week, I think.
Natalie called me rank for that story.
Yeah, he is rank. But this is even ranker, so because I didn't have a cup. we just used to... because, obviously, Beyonce is the queen, so you can't, like, get out of the festival because we were right at the front. So we just make a circle every time someone needs to pee, and we just pee in the middle of the circle.
Oh.
And if people looked, you'd go, "You're disgusting!"
"You sicko!"
Especially men, yeah. "You sicko. Yeah. You absolute sicko.
Are you getting off on this, are you?"
Nat thinks we're vile. Oh, well, do you know what? If you were standing for 3 hours waiting for Beyonce, you might pee on the floor.
Or poo in a bap.
No, I don't want to poo in a bap. I'm worse than Tom, apparently, peeing on the floor. But tell you what, Beyonce was worth it. And she touched my hand.
Did she?
Yeah. Aww. Which was covered in piss. It wasn't really.
It was a pineapple juice.
Ugh, crikey. I had had too much pineapple juice and that was the problem. Painkiller is the new single from Liv Dawson, who is a very good friend of the show. She was Artist of the Month a little while ago. We love her very much. She's doing loads of great stuff right now.
I believe she was the first Artist of the Month since I was here.
Mm-hmm. And Mabel, good. Mabel, who's also been a guest on our show, has just released her first ever video with Kojo Funds and Finders Keepers.
Mabel!
Oh, Mabel. And she is really proud of it, and it's a really good video, so go and check it out. And the track's a banger! But we're going to play a bit of Painkiller because it's brand new. We've paid for it.
We bought it from iTunes.
We've paid for it, so we're going to play it. This is Painkiller, Liv Dawson. She's a babe. Go check her out and listen to this song and buy it or stream it or both.
This morning I was broken. That was heavy. A lot of words spoken. And I do not want to think it out. Cause right now I could do without. But I know I had to talk with you. And by that time I'd had a few. I've got to work out what I said. Put the pillow back around my head. I need a painkiller. Sugarcoat it cause it tastes much better. Though I can't remember, I know I will say it again. Every time I leave without your touch, every time I think that you've had enough, every time I'm drunk and say too much, I know that I will say it again. Every time I think we're worlds apart, every time I drink, I pour out. And I'm still broken. Can't believe we haven't even spoken. It's not that hard to text or call. Do you not even care at all? Give me a painkiller. Sugarcoat it cause it tastes much better. And though I can't remember, I know I would say it again. Every time I leave without your time, I think that you had enough. Every time I'm drunk and say too much, I know that I'll say it again. Every time I think we're worlds apart, every time I drink I pour out my heart, every time I think I've gone too far, I know that I'll say it again. Give me a painkiller. Cause it tastes much better. And though I can't remember, I know I'll say it again. Every time I leave without your touch, every time I think that you had enough, every time I'm drunk and I say too much, I know that
presents Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzlekicks.
Are you just missionary? Do you do it? Do you dabble with any
others?
Pretty
much, yeah.
What about the one where you're sat up and then she is sitting on you?
That's too sexy.
Too sexy.
I like sex to be like just routine for me, you know?
You don't want it
just
to, you know,
in and out. Boring,
so
missionary. You know me, I'm so missionary. I'm so, so, I'm missionary impossible. Come down from the ceiling in a planking position and just insert myself. Try not to come by then.
Dun, dun, just shoot her. Da-da!
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 PM,
FUBAR Radio.
Grey of a lake, help mend me. The counting of mistakes never ending. Something better hit home hard. What is going on? Sitting in the backseat, humming to my phone. I sing a love song in the crack in my throat. I just spent a long note that I have. But another time, the clock has started running. Wait till it learns to fly. And I yearn for another try. And I tread upon a broken. Standing at the gate and it's bending. The mountain of a weight comes down heavy. Somebody hit home hard. What is going on? Sitting in the backseat, humming to my phone. I say I love song. You a crack in my tongue. I just spent a long note that I love on. I'm not for nothing. But another time, the clock has started running. Wait till it learns to fight. And I
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Anyone who's watched RuPaul's Drag Race this year will know about Peppermint, and we have her on the phone right now. Hello, Peppermint.
Hello.
How are you?
Peppermint. As the only transgender queen so far to make it to the top four, what are your thoughts on your President Trump with his comments on the military and transgender?
I'm so upset. I mean, I think Donald Trump is an ass. I think someone should disable his account. I wake up and I'm ill from the news of him and his buffoonery every single day.
Every Thursday.
Access All Areas.
From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio, indeed. We're back. Aria is joining us in the studio. How are you, babes?
Hello. Good. How are you?
The last time we saw each other was Fashion Week.
Yes.
Which was like, just speaking, sorry.
Yes, it was Fashion Week.
We were being such fash huns.
It was fun, wasn't it?
We had a lot of fun. We went to Pizza Express.
That was my first Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Was it yours too?
Oh my God, we were together, virgins together.
Yeah.
Always virgins together. Fashion virgins. It was a lot of fun though, wasn't it?
It was fun. It's very intense, isn't it? There's so many people.
I cried for like 3 weeks afterwards. It was so intense. But no. We had fun, didn't we?
Yeah, it was good. It was great.
And it's really exciting to have you back with a new single.
Yay!
That everybody is loving.
Yeah,
it's been picked
up
by so many people. Music Week put you as one of their top five emerging artists as well.
Yes.
That must have been really exciting.
Yes, it is, because I regularly look at those blogs and, you know, I love a lot of the artists who have come through. So it's cool, yeah, to be recognised.
Music Week is one of those as well that's all the industry people get Music Week. It's like the cool. I mean, it's proper, like, serious people that read it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like the Telegraph of music stuff.
That's
Is that
cool.
right? Telegraph? Guardian? What's the posh one?
Yeah.
The Economist?
Times. Financial Times.
The Financial Times.
The Economist is more posh. But anyway, back to talking about music, not The Economist. That's really exciting. It's clearly a bit of a heart-wrenching track, and it shows a lot of you in it. Talk us through sort of what it's about. I mean, I've read a little bit about it, mm-hmm. but I wanted to sort of hear from your mouth rather than mine.
Well, yeah, it's basically about my first experience of falling in love and, you know, how sometimes the fear of losing love is, you know, it's what kills the relationship, because, you know, it's so intense and you're so scared that you're never going to find that feeling again, even though you're so young and, you know, you're putting all your hopes on this one person. So, you know, sometimes you just, you know, you argue for no reason. That's basically what it's about. Yeah.
And everyone goes through that, don't they? Everyone has. I mean, not everyone, actually. Some people just meet someone and that's it. But
some people are just chilled.
Yeah. No, but I think I had to learn to be chilled.
Yeah.
At first, I was crazy bitch. and then I was not so crazy. Is that how you sort of felt? Like it was like a learning experience that everyone has? And did you feel okay about talking about that? Because it's quite a personal thing, really.
Yes, I did. Basically, because after speaking with like lots of my friends, I realised everybody goes through it. And everybody, you know, their first relationship, they've never experienced love before. So they don't know, you know, how to deal with the emotions. So yeah, it's a very consuming emotion, and you know, it consumes every part of your being. So yeah, I felt a lot better after the song was written, because it was kind of like, yeah, okay, that's how I feel. It's not when you like write a song and you look at it from a distance, you realize, you know, it's not actually that crazy. But when you're in it and you're living it, yeah, you feel mental.
So closure afterwards.
Yeah. It must be quite cathartic. We were talking about A-levels, and I know this is a weird link, but because it's A-level results day today.
Yeah, I need to text my sister, actually.
Oh, she got her results today.
It's today, yeah. Her A-level results will be today.
We can get them live. We can put her on
the spot. Yeah.
Amazing. She'll be like, fuck.
And she's like, fuck you. No, I was just going to say, it's like that feeling of when you get your... And you think it's the end of the world or the biggest thing in your life, and then you realise, like, a year later that it's not.
Like GCSEs, when they told you, you know,
you're going to basically die if you don't pass the GCSEs.
Exactly.
And it's like, actually, it's totally fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's the same with love. It's like you feel exactly that. You're in the moment. You think that it's the end of the world, and then you realise that actually it's totally fine and you'll be all right in a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
But the good thing about heartache, it does make artists write sometimes the best stuff.
Right.
Because they're feeling the most.
Look at Adele.
Yes.
She's written some heartbreak bangers.
But she really needs to, yeah. She writes the most amazing songs, but I think she's over that relationship now, isn't she?
But that's the thing is, I actually would be so, I'm so excited to hear her next album because she appears to be really happy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how a child and stuff changes.
Changes, yeah.
But also, as a musician, you must find that it's kind of weird that you're constantly living your life and thinking, oh, this could be a song.
Yeah, is there a song in this?
That guy was just a real dick to me. Is this a song? Like, I would do it constant. I mean, I can't write songs for love nor money. But if I could, I would be writing them about the guy that pushed me in the cinema or the guy that was rude to me in McDonald's, not about...
Why are you pushing cinemas?
The other day, I got someone pushed past me in the cinema and I got really upset.
Were they trying to get a better seat or were they just being rude?
And then he turned around and did a death stare at me. He was about four times my age. Oh. Anywho, that would be my really cool song that would be on my great album. But do you find that when you're sort of living your day-to-day life that you're always thinking about it?
No.
I try not to live like that because then, yeah, you can never, like, you need to learn how to separate, you know, creativity and just, like, kind of living and getting on with things, I think. But, yeah, I think especially in more intense periods when you're not happy, it's easier to write songs when you're sad or when you're down. Or so I think at the moment I'm in a really good place, so when I'm in the studio I'm writing more, but when I, you know, when Hope was written, that was written at home, and it was because, you know, I was living, breathing and this relationship, so it was very intense, so I had so much to say. But now it's nice to actually have that distance, and when I'm in the studio I can write and create, and at the moment when I'm away from the studio I'm having fun doing things like this and just enjoying summer and living life.
So that's good that you can separate the two and also find stuff to talk about when you're not in the moment. You know, you have to like sit down and go, oh, this is what I'm going to do now.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. I just don't get how people do it. You used to do it as well, didn't you?
Stop bringing my old band.
Do you want to know what Tom's old band was called?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, tell Aria what your old band was called.
My Toy Heart. Emo band.
No!
Pop punk!
Okay. It was pop punk. Everyone goes, oh, like you're a small, stupid puppy.
I was 16.
I thought it was going to be like something.
Death metal.
Yeah.
The police or something.
No, My Toy Heart, because you can play with hearts, can't you, guys? When it comes down to it. Bye.
When did My Toy Heart end?
Oh, well, probably about 10 years now.
When everyone realised that it was rubbish?
We were smashing it.
No, he was probably really good in the band because, you know, My Chemical Romance?
Nope.
Yes, of course.
He looked like he was in My Chemical Romance. He had like bleach blonde hair with like a black strand.
And a lip piercing.
Nope. Yep.
Didn't get that. I got a fake lip piercing once.
Oh, okay. That's so lame.
Yeah.
Cool.
Enough about My Toy Heart now for today's show.
Yeah, let's talk more about...
I'll look up their MySpace. Yeah,
Please do. Actually, we'll do that for next week's show.
It still exists.
You've got an EP coming.
Yes, we do.
Are you allowed to tell me anything about it?
Yeah, of course.
Tell me everything.
Okay, so my EP is called Hope.
Yep.
There's four songs.
It's coming later this year, right?
Yes, it's coming later this year. All the songs from this EP was written over the period of like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, when it was written, we went in the studio, we recorded it, and it was just done. So it's just a collection of songs that kind of embodies that period of time, which is actually like 18 months ago now, which is crazy.
Which is weird, isn't it? Because you do have to have that period, like in movies and stuff, you have to have that period of rest.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I've just written this heart-wrenching EP and now I have to just promote. As you say, you're like really happy now. So it's like, oh.
Yeah. I'm singing sad things. How do I talk? Like, oh.
Yeah. But it's kind of, it must be still cathartic now to do it. And you must be excited to get the EP out as well.
Yes. Yes, I am. I am because, you know, there was... You know, yeah, we've been living with it for so long and it's nice for people to hear it and, you know.
Are you going to be doing any live performances? Are you going to, like, match it up with some live stuff so we can come and see you?
Yes, I think we have a gig on the 18th of October.
Ooh.
That's our next... Oh, we have it. We're playing a Sofa Sounds this Saturday.
Amazing.
But, the next proper show is on the 18th. Full band show is on the 18th of October.
Ooh.
Are there any music videos in the pipeline? I've seen there's a lyric video for Hope.
Yes, I think so. But I don't know if we're going to be doing a music video for Hope. I think it'll be for
maybe
the next single.
For the next single. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's exciting. So basically loads of stuff going on this year. You're busy yeah, bee. Yeah. Yeah. That's so exciting. And actually you're going to perform Hope for us in a second, aren't
you? Yes, we're going to perform an acoustic version of Hope.
Ooh, I'm really excited to hear this. Well, before you go, I think Tom's got a cool game. You going to play a little bit of Hit or Shit?
Well,
hit
we, or haven't, shit. We haven't got the tracks, have we?
Oh, have we not?
No.
You can just say what...
No, I can't. Why don't we do...
Last Request.
Last Request.
So...
Or Desert Island Discs.
We'll play, oh, I haven't played that for ages.
Do that.
Oh, okay. Let's play a little bit of Desert Island Discs. So... In Desert Island Dicks, I
think you just said Desert Island Dick.
No, yeah. I did.
Oh, okay.
Everyone is, you're like, oh my God, she can't have just said dick. No, I say it a lot. That I actually used to say it. Game. Here we go.
Desert Island Dicks.
I mean, brought her headphones, you can't.
Much sexier voice. Oh, it's just, here you go.
Desert Island Dicks.
Oh, wow. That's Harley from Rizzlekick saying dicks.
Dicks.
In a really sexy way. So, in this game, Aria, I send you to a desert island for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And instead of being nice and sending you with some lovely tracks that you really like, I send you with one horrible track that you hate.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to hate it because you hate it. You could hate it because you've heard it too much or, you know, it doesn't have to be that you hate the person or anything.
Yeah, basically, you can cop out by saying something you really like and it'll get boring, or you can be, you know, just say what you hate.
Yeah, because everyone hates a song. So Aria, what would be your desert island dick?
Oh my goodness.
What do you hate?
This is a cop out, but probably Gnarls Barkley's Crazy.
Oh no, that's not a cop out.
That's not a cop out.
That is such a good, that would be one of mine. I hate that song now. Used to be a
great song, but it's just like, yeah, now it's like
and it's also his voice is quite
very cutting.
Jarring when you, because it's quite distinctive. Once you've heard that song 80,000 times,
and CeeLo Green's apparently a bit of a bell end as well.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, there just, you go, Aria. Good choice. Just good he's choice. A dick.
Just Google it. You'll see some horrible shit.
And before you do your lovely performance, we play a game as well, where at the end of the show we go against each other and pick a song to play at the end. And today's track has been picked because we want to bring the positive vibes to the world. Yeah. We feel like it needs it.
Yeah, I agree.
So my choice is Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Brilliant song.
A little bit of that. Do you remember that? And I think this song is well, basically, I said to Tom, I think I would have picked this song if I hadn't picked Whitney Houston. It's Hall & Oates. Do you remember this one? You Make My Dreams Come True.
Yes, I love that song.
Oh, shit. So which would you like to hear as the last request of the day?
I think Hall & Oates, because it reminds me of one of my favourite films.
500 Days
of Summer.
Oh, yeah. That is a great film. Zoe yeah, Deschanel. Yeah. She plays such a meanie in it, though. It really confuses me. Mm.
Oh, but God. She was honest from the beginning.
She was honest. And he was a dreamer.
He was a dreamer. He fell too hard, too quickly.
On the note of love, let's do some singing.
Yeah, let's
not
do
me. Yes, we'd love you to do a little sing song for us. It's really exciting. Tom's going to join in on backing.
Nope.
Please do.
We'd all rather you didn't. So we are going to have a little listen to you. Very exciting. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
No, thanks for having us.
It's been a total dream. And thank you so much for performing. This is Aria.
Is just a mile away, and we've been waiting for the sun to see a brighter day again. In your arms is where I stay. Safe.
is just the chance we take. When we meet someone who comes to take our breath away, so true. I'm putting my whole life at stake because nothing makes me feel quite like you.
That was absolutely beautiful. I had
little tingles
in my tootsies.
Thank you for having us.
We're really excited for the EP coming out soon. Hope, same name as the track. We're loving it. Can't wait to hear the next single. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
About her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control, 'cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing.
take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Minds and we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Down, this is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet and Nozza on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
Oh, I see,
Montana. Steph Landon. You know what it is when you hear that.
Breakfast in bed, darling.
Hey.
I got your bed, darling. I make you bed, darling. I make you bed, darling. Breakfast in bed, darling. I got your bed, darling. I made mistakes, you tell me wrong.
Don't care, die for my respect. Life, we gon' live it up. Neck, we gon' glitter it up. Dice game, get em, girl. Gon' bet it up. Grind and invest it. Invest, play the main role, not the extras. Made movies like Netflix, never domestic. Watching the necklace, young and I'm restless. You know who the best is. Back three-quarter Gucci Mane with the first shoe. Got a girl and the girl got a girl, too. Hit me with the fab like, put it in the bag. Pull up with my new tang like, I know she mad.
Pooh Bar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
Would you like to come round to my place and check out my record collection sometime? You know, but that compared to, would you like to come round to mine and look at my MP3s and iTunes?
Yeah, yeah, and have
no.
an what do they call it? An iPod clash.
iPod, no one's beating me on the iPod clash. So any man, try step to me.
Try
iPod a ting
on the iPod clash.
Yeah.
I want to hear your clashing vocal like, yeah, I'm on DJ Sierra Love. You're not going to beat me on Blood Clot iPod.
Suddenly I just turned Jamaican.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
What is up? Lucy Whittaker joins us on the phone right now. How's it going, babe?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well. We're lovely to have you on the phone. Shame we
Thank
couldn't
you
get you in the
me.
Studio. You've been having the most crazy year.
I know. It's been a bit mad. It's been, really, really full on. I'd love to come in the studio. Maybe one day soon. Maybe next time.
Yes. Hopefully. Come back. Come next time. Come and see us.
Do a live
I'd
track.
Love to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Plans
yes.
Already.
Oh, look at that. Okay, bye. See you next time. No, I'm only joking. You've got so much going on. You've been, you've played loads of Pride festivals this year, haven't you? They look like the best thing to play in the world for an artist because they're just filled with energy.
Yeah, it's like there are thousands and thousands of people there. I played Leeds Pride last weekend and there were like 40,000 people there and everyone was, I'm going to be honest, just very drunk and having a great time.
You can be honest, babe.
Oh my God, I will be. But yeah, everyone was just like dancing, singing along, just having an amazing time. And yeah, there were so many people there and it was just, yeah, mad. I'm playing Manchester next weekend. So that is going to be like Leeds Pride, but on crack, I think. It's going to be massive.
Yes, yeah. It's like what we're doing in the studio right now. No, Leeds sounds, like I saw it on your Twitter. It looked absolutely insane.
Yeah, it was incredible.
But Pride's just the best anyway. It's like the best festival for feeling good and just getting together and sharing the love. And also as a musician, I think, you know, it's just like a really happy place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. This is the thing. Like I said it while I was up there. I had like almost a bit of an emotional moment. But I just said to everyone, like, we're all basically here for one thing. And we're just here for love. And like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just good vibes all day. And everyone's just there to have a good time and just to like celebrate who they are. And so yeah, it's an amazing day. It's really cool.
And of course you also were picked on Radio 1. You were the track of the day for the introducing artists.
Yeah, yeah.
That's incredible.
How
did you feel for being pick of the week?
It was amazing. I got this email, I opened this email and just screamed. called my family, told them, and they just screamed as well. It was absolutely incredible to hear like some of these people I listened to for years and years, hear like Clara Ampho saying my name and Greg James and stuff, and just I don't know, it made it seem real and it really, really helped to spur me on, because like now I've heard it for real, like I'm gonna do it again, do you know what I mean? So I'm hoping that it's given me the motivation to just keep going. But yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, you need those moments, don't you?
Did you do anything?
You do. It was surreal.
Did you do anything to celebrate the good news?
So basically, I was up in Leeds. I couldn't be home, but I had some of my mates over, and we just sat there and like just had some food and just listened to it together. And my friend convinced me to go live on Facebook while it was happening. I ended up crying on Facebook Live, which was just not how I planned it to go. But my parents, my mum back home, had invited some of my family friends over, and basically they just all got drunk at home and just danced around the kitchen. And I know, so they had like a listening party without me. But yeah,
that's
while
the
I was
kind of thing that
Facebook,
my mum would do if she was proud of me.
Your mum's your biggest fan.
No,
you know?
She is. My mum is actually my only fan. but that's really cute that she sort of got together with her mates to like show off about you, basically.
I mean, I hope she wasn't bragging. I don't know. It was a special moment.
I hope she was. If I was your mum, I would have bragged to the max.
Oh, thank you so much.
Playing Have You Ever. Have you ever? Has your daughter ever been on the radio? Just her drinking.
Yeah. She just keeps asking that question. Has your daughter been on Radio 1? Yes. What are you up to for the rest of the year? Are you going to get back in the studio? Because obviously Only One is coming out on the 15th of September. That's your EP.
Yeah, so the whole EP is out on the 15th of September. We released the title track, which is Only One, last week. So that is now out for the whole world to hear. That's out on, like, wherever, Spotify, iTunes, wherever. And we're just about to drop a video early next week. So I know, so that's exciting. And then we've got one other track to release. It's called You, and that's coming out in 2 weeks. And then after that, the whole thing is out. So hopefully people will love it. I'm just going to wait and see and just hope that they like it. I mean, I like it, so...
That's all that matters. Can you tell us anything about the video? What's going to happen in it? Are you allowed to give any things away?
Yeah, so basically, so the song, the only one, the single, is for me, like, I was in loads of meetings with record labels like a few months ago, and I was in London all the time, and I'd be like trudging around with heavy bags, and I realised I needed a motivation song. So I wrote Only One, and Only One is basically just about, like, never giving up on your dream, as cheesy as it sounds, and, like, keeping it going. And so we decided for the video to go back to my old school. So we went to my secondary school. We got loads of, like, kids from where I'm from. And we basically, like, there were four kids doing their things. We had a dancer, drummer, and a few other kids. And we basically, like, filmed them doing their thing. And went back to my school, and we're, like, in the gym and stuff, like, dancing around. And there's a lot of stuff going on. So just wait and see. It's a few days to go, and then it'll be out. But, yeah.
Were they real students?
Some of them were, like, seven. So
oh
we had some
God,
really young
cute.
Kids. I know. They were so cute. And they were so nice to work with. But, yeah, so we had some really, really young kids, like this cute little break dancer, like this girl who was drumming and stuff like that. And I know. So they're, like, actually properly young kids.
This sounds
back
great.
At my school. Yeah, it meant quite a lot. It's quite it means a lot to me. So yeah, it was really cool. It was a special moment to film it.
I'm gonna put you on the spot, Lucy, because obviously we haven't heard the other tracks on the EP. This is a bit of an outward question. If you were to couple the EP with a movie that already exists,
oh, this is a good question.
And you would make it a soundtrack to a movie. What movie would it be?
Oh man!
I know,
oh
a bit of
god!
Bit of a bastard question. Sorry.
Yeah, but I'm super into it.
Yeah.
Maybe just think of your favourite film.
Okay, my favourite film ever is School of Rock.
Amazing.
So I guess, yeah, I think we could team up the EP with School of Rock and try and, yeah.
It works completely well because your video is basically
video.
School of Rock.
Exactly. I mean, I wasn't going to tell anyone I ripped off, but now you've let it out.
That is funny, though, because did that unconsciously come out or did you deliberately, like, have that in your head? Because, like, I bet you unconsciously didn't realise that you were inspired so much by your favourite film and that.
I never knew. Thank you for enlightening me. Thank you for showing me what
problem.
I didn't know. It means a lot.
We like to show people the way on this show.
Oh, you do. Thank you so much.
And before you go, I saw an interview with you and you talked a bit about your inspirations, your musical inspirations. Busted was one of them. And
I know,
Justin
classic.
Biebs, bit of Biebs.
The Biebs, my baby.
And then Lady Gaga as well. Is there anyone else that you cite as... Because I think those three artists are very legit. We've actually talked about Busted quite a few times on the show today. what makes you love those guys?
For me, I don't know, like, music I love is just music that makes me feel something. So, like, whether it's, I don't know, I really love hip-hop, pop, and dancehall. So those are, like, the main three. But in terms of those guys, I don't know, I think they're just really, really good at what they do.
That's
and,
true.
Like, their music speaks to me, you know, it sounds so cheesy. But I can connect with them and connect with what they're saying. And also Lady Gaga, like, when she was in her prime, was just... amazing, like the outfits and the costumes, and I saw her live once and she was absolutely incredible. And so yeah, I think Lady Gaga is the main one. She's my main love, but Biebs is just cool and I kind of want to marry him as well. So
what would you do if you met Lady Gaga?
If I met Lady Gaga, oh god, I don't think I'd cry. I hope I wouldn't cry. No, I think I'd just say, you know what, you're a legend, Lady Gaga.
That's a good vibe. Yeah. That's definitely
please
the way
love
you react.
Me.
Yeah. But
yeah.
The thing is about meeting your favourite people in the world is if you act chill, they might be your friend.
Yeah,
totally. Exactly. I don't want to be like, will you marry me? No, like, let's have a baby. I think that would freak her out.
Or not in the first 5 minutes anyway. Maybe give it 15.
Yeah. Maybe after one drink, I could then propose that to her.
Do you know what? She seems like the chillest person to have a drink with. I reckon you'd get up to a naughty stuff on a night out with her.
Yeah, I think she'd be so fun on a night out. Her and Rihanna. Can you imagine?
Oh my God. That's like my dream.
I know.
Oh
one
my
day.
God. They would be so
how
cool.
About, how about when I come in to do a live session with you guys, we can somehow bring them with me.
Oh, my God.
And then after,
please,
we can go out.
Yeah, I'll email
them.
I'll email them.
No, Tom, you have no sway.
I'll text Rihanna.
Yeah, please do. Also, I reckon they'd be good because they're both quite dark as well, because they both did, like, horror. They've both been in horror programmes. Yep. Lucy, it's on. School. We're gonna remake School of Rock with Rihanna and Lady Gaga and Lucy Whittaker.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. It's been a total pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
No, honestly, come in, come and see us. Bring Rihanna, bring Lady Gaga. It would be great to see you all.
I'll bring them. Thank you.
All right, babe. Have a lovely time at Manchester Pride this weekend.
All right. Thank you so much.
See you later. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Into my hands, I wouldn't take it. Don't you see what you're leaving made it? Turned into something my self-esteem is too great for. I wish you gave more. I wish that you gave more. When I gave it all, you wanted to play games, but now you've started to fall. Maybe it's our change now. You try to change your ways. Oh, there's nothing left to say. So deceiving. When I gave it all, you wanted to play games, but now you've started to fall. Baby, it's our change now. You try to change your ways. Oh, there's nothing left to say.
Last matter, go nigger run. Standing on the table, standing on the table. 20 bags up on the table, gal up on the table. Been the man from Mars in college if you're speculating. Cause I was trying to get a pagan and an education.
Drink up, smoke up, turn up. Mix up, rise up, burn up. Rise up, we link up, we earn it. Couple gal, couple teeners, couple turners. We get the money cause the money is ours. Yeah, forget the money cause the money is ours. Yeah, forget the money cause the money is ours.
Spend 20 cause I'm getting it. God might do it for the hell of it. Heart on my sleeve, see the red in it.
Army fatigue, I'm a veteran.
Perfect.
Took one shot and deflected it. Black don't crack, that's the mentally. That chick there, that's my nemesis. She made my head spin like the Exorcist. Treat her like a lady, treat her like a lady. Here's the keys to my Mercedes, beating my Mercedes. All up in the center mid, but I ain't no Fellaini. Took the jacket straight off, I'm getting over crazy. Mad sick, me head can't work with it. Back queer, me want reversing it. This time there's no three words for it. Me a big man, me can't 330 it.
Drink up, smoke up, turn up. Mix up, rise up, burn up. Rise up, we link up, we earn it. These haters round me might think they can slide. See me grew up on the corner. Man, I'm rolling through the city with my G's, them that ride. Me have to put the whistle on them. Cause I know these haters round me might think they can slide. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Making fart noises on the radio. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. There you are.
There's some
that was Whistle featuring Kojo Funds and Deneo, Wretch 3-2's brand new single.
Heard of it?
Heard of it. If you haven't, you just have.
Welcome.
Welcome.
What a lovely bunch of guests we had.
This is one of my favourite shows ever.
Yeah, it's nice to come back refreshed.
Boom! Straight back in. Boom, 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 selection. So today is Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
Yeah, and it's actually trending on Twitter right now.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously, as you know, I love cats. I have a black cat. My family cat is a black cat called Tiny.
Male or female?
Female. And she's a total saucy babe.
Is she?
Yeah. So what I wanted to ask you was, obviously black cats relate to witches and wizardry.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
I'm Jack the Pumpkin King.
Okay. As I said to you earlier, as soon as my birthday goes, which was a couple of weeks ago, I just start thinking about Halloween.
How was your 21st? What did you do?
Oh, it was a rip-roaring time. Yeah. Had the best party of my life.
It looked like a lot of fun.
It honestly was actually the best party of my entire life.
Will you be having another party for some other unknown reason that I can attend?
Nope.
Ooh.
Not for you.
Not for a year.
This is what I say to that.
Oh,
oh, all over the floor, Harriet.
Oi. So, what I wanted to ask you was, what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you in terms of, like, something a bit freaky? Maybe ghosty, witchy. Have you had any scary experiences?
Not ghosty, witchy, to be fair to you. But
really? Never? Nothing?
Remember the film The Witches scared the living shit out of me?
That is a terrifying film.
Yes, and because it could happen.
That could be real.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no ghost stories, to be honest, has happened to me yet. I don't want it to either. Thank you, ghosts.
I really welcome it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they're here? But why are ghosts mean, occasionally?
They're not.
No? Nope.
That's a poltergeist.
Oh, so ghost means just jolly person.
Well, no, ghosts can't do anything. They just appear or disappear. Poltergeist is someone who actually does bad stuff to you.
Okay.
And the only reason it's scary is because it's something unknown, I think. Like, in the same way aliens can be scary, it's like, well, we just don't know.
Here's a question. Why do, when people see ghosts, they're always in old-fashioned clothing? Why aren't they in modern-day clothing? Why do they always have
I don't think that's true.
Well, I mean, have you ever seen Are You Afraid of the Dark? From
it's a good program.
A great program.
Thanks for asking. I've had a ghost experience.
Wait a second. Have you had a ghost experience, Harriet?
Thank you. I've had one. I've had a few, actually, because yeah. I used to live in a really old house. And there was, my dad told me about two ghosts that lived there. And various people I know have seen the ghosts without knowing that they were there. Do you know what I mean? So people have stayed at my house, seen the ghosts that my dad has told me about that I've never mentioned.
That ghost.
There's a little girl and an old woman. But when I was staying at home on my own once, I woke up to this massive bang in the house. My corridor was a bit like The Shining as well, which was obviously terrifying. And I was walking around the house with a wrench that I found by my bed. No idea why there was a wrench by my bed. And I went into my mum's room and a picture had come off the wall. But you know, like when a picture falls off the wall, it would pull the nail. The reason it's fallen is because the nail's come out.
Yeah, sure.
So this was a big picture, probably like a metre long and half a metre wide. And it had lifted and fallen onto the floor. It hadn't smashed and it had landed face up, which was basically, there was no way that it could have happened.
Yeah.
And the nail was intact.
I've got a story which is terrifying.
You're supposed to talk about my... You're supposed to at least, like, acknowledge my story before you go on to your own story. You need to learn how to have conversations with people,
I acknowledged it. I was like, oh, that's spooky.
No, you didn't.
You didn't
say anything. You just went, I've got another story.
Okay, Harry, one second.
No, we're going to finish the show now.
Is the picture okay?
Anyway. On that note, I've one last request, everybody.
Oh, all right.
And it's,
well done, Harriet.
Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody, because everyone knows that's what's going to bring the positive energy, not Tom. You've got 15 seconds to tell your story.
Okay, it involves demons. Oh, anything can happen on FUBAR.
Anything. Well, it's been a pleasure.
It has. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. I can't wait for next week.
What's happening next week?
Just another one of these shows.
Oh yeah! I can't wait. Also, we've just been told today about, we can't say anything about it, but a flipping incredible guest is going to be coming on the show in the next few months.
Which emo us back in the day would have.
We lost our patooties. Patootie toots. So yeah, Tom, I love you, even though your witch telling stories are rubbish.
I'll bring one next week.
Please do. This is Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Just to reiterate, I won. I won. I won. I won. I won. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. I won.
Bye.